I thank the distinguished representative of the Russian Federation for his intervention. And we can take what you have just said as a common understanding. I don't think that there is an issue with that. We have the same understanding. It is not contradictory with what I have just read out as a proposal of the chair, if that is acceptable for you and other delegations. This seems to be the case, so we make the decision then. I don't see any request for the floor. It is so decided. Let's now move to the dates of our meetings in 2022. Allow me first to try to summarize our debate from Monday. Pursuant to the PBI of Resolution 76231, it was envisaged, and I'm quoting, that a two-day organizational session would be held on dates to be determined during the week of 7 February 2022, and five-day sessions would be held from 14th to 18th of February 2022, and from 9th to 13th of May 2022, resulting in a total of 24 meetings to be held in Geneva with interpretation in the 6 official languages, unquote. During our discussion on Monday, some delegations expressed the view that the time available for preparing the first session is not enough and alternative dates should be considered. Most delegations stated that they can accept the above dates but are flexible and could consider alternative dates provided that such alternatives are available. As already clarified last Monday by the Secretariat, our options are extremely limited due to the restrictions imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic, in particular the social distancing, the knock-on effect of meetings already postponed or rescheduled due to COVID-19, also the very heavy Geneva calendar, and the very limited conference facilities due to the ongoing Strategic Heritage Plan project implemented in the Palais des Nations. Nevertheless, following further discussions, UNOG Conference Services has come with another alternative time slot, which, however, is also far from ideal, which is the week of the 11th to the 14th of April 2022, a four-day-long week on the eve of Easter. It also appeared that there is a different interpretation of the text of paragraph 6 of Resolution 76231, under which the OEWG shall, and I quote, meet in Geneva for two sessions of 5 days each in both 2022 and 2023, unquote. According to one delegation, this text is quite ambiguous in at least one of the language versions of the resolution, and is understood to refer to a total of two sessions, one in 2022 and one in 2023. A decision, in particular on the session of next week, has to be taken immediately and not later than noon today in order to avoid budget implications and loss of funds. Without going into the details, I believe this is a fair recap of the discussion on this matter last Monday. We must take a decision now, and I would like to open the floor for your views and suggestions. Please be very brief and to the point, because really we need to wrap up this discussion and make this decision before noon today. So I therefore would request the delegations to be very concise. But it is very important to hear your views, and we will start then with the intervention of the Le voy ofrecer la palabra.
I will give the floor to the distinguished representative of Cuba. You have the floor, distinguished colleague.